reference that I'm going to try to teach you. They asked me about love being a many splendored thing. And I looked into my mind and I said, you mean love? This love is a many splendored thing. And the reference I was given concerning it from my Savior Jesus was a direction that he asked me to take in a particular reference. Yeah. It's a real joy for me to be present with you in this condition of an idea that I'm going to use the word love. And with your kind permission, I'm going to use it in a very particular way. The totality of the increased idea about yourself in your dedication that the solution about what we are together as our minds undergo this joyous experience of resurrection. I'm privileged, and with your permission, as a teacher of God, I'm going to use a reference just for a moment. I was out on a high mission outside of this faculty, and Jesus is with us, as you know. And in the idea of his presence, he's here now with us. I'm going to talk to you just a little bit about love. Love. And we came in singing, love is a many splendored thing. Let's look real quickly. Jesus is here with us. The little script that I'm going to attempt to perform for about a little cycle of time. I would appreciate very much if you would release a little ideas, perhaps a withdrawal back into yourself in regard to what I am feeling about you right now. The reason that is true is my feeling about you right now comes from the whole mind, an enlightened mind in our case of Jesus. So he's going to read to you about a particular way in which you perhaps can recognize how very lovely you look to me at this moment in our dedication to each other. Most of you know I've had an opportunity to see me as a minister in my determination, in my return into the space-time reference that we're beginning to meet our brother Jesus all over the place. And we had lunch today. I said, what emphasis should I begin to put now that we're beginning to see faculties of our recognition? He looked at me and he said in Aramaic, which means love. Teach only love. Because that is what you are. That is what you are. That is what you are. What you are. Will you listen? I love you. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength and with all of your mind and your neighbor as yourself. Come unto me, all you out there who labor and are heavily laden, and I'll give you rest, because I'm going to give you the rest that I'm feeling about you right now, because I love you. Listen. I come to you from our Father to offer you everything again. I love all that he created and all my faith and my belief I offer unto it. My faith in you is as strong as all the love that I give to my Father. My trust in you is without limit and without the fear that you will hear me not. Love's meaning is your own and is shared by God Himself, for what you are is what He is, and there is no love but His, and what He is everything that there is. Listen, you are as God created you. Look with me, and so is everything you look upon, regardless of the images that you seem to see. Regardless of the images that you seem to see, in correspondence with our need to determine outcomes within our own mind, the simple truth of the matter is that God is love, and we're all going to be included into it regardless of conditions in which we had previously found ourselves and the possible belief that there could be such a place as other than we are seeing each other at this time. Because how we're seeing each other now, there, is what love is, isn't it? Love is this. This is what love is. Let the love of God shine upon you by your acceptance of me. My reality is yours, and it's His. And by joining your mind with mine, you are signifying your awareness that the will of God is one. Here we go. Would you know the will of God for you? Here. Ask it of me, who knows it for you, and you will find it. I will deny you nothing, as God denies me nothing. Ours is simply the journey back to God, who is our home. The joy that I'm expressing and feeling in regard to us right now is a simple admission that we are all cognizant of the idea we've been on a very long journey. A journey in which we look for the truth and found some love and then lost it. We found some love and then lost it. His reappearance here now with us is signifying a new light factor that was previously not a part. And though we had seen it in some of our degrees of intervals of light, it always seemed to get lost again, didn't it? Didn't it? There it is again. These are the messages from our Savior. These are the ideas that we have always wanted to hear about the inevitability of a perfect moment of recognition of ourself together in the whole idea that while we appeared to be consciousness identities within this little place of space and time, there was always somewhere within us the idea there must be within me something wherein I may recognize myself in a new place in space-time, because I have been made cognizant of the idea in this message, in this scripture, that my Savior Jesus has given to me, that indeed, there is another world, and that other world can be mine, because the directions I am being given in regard to what love is, have been included in with how we are now catching glimpses of the joy in our relationship with each other. Oh, you're looking very bright. Thank you. Thank you again. What's occurring in the advent of the return of Jesus into this cycle of time is very simply an increase in the frequencies of what ostensibly are said to be joy and happiness and peace, though we're actually always a part of what you have been through in your efforts both to find and deny the excess that is actually yours in regard to the absolute inevitability that we are sharing the bright light of a single source of reality, which is what we are, what we are, what you are. Jesus is here, of course, and the readings that are going on are from his mind to yours, to yours, to yours. The journey to God is merely the reawakening of the knowledge of where you are always and what you are forever. I give you the lamp and will go with you. You will not take this journey alone, because I will lead you to your true Father, who has need of you as I do, who has need of you as I do. Shall I tell you what? Our Father loves us. And while we appear to have separated ourselves in our idea of our search for peace and happiness, our Lord God is totally indiscriminate in his determination to express the love that he is offering to you, and equally determined in your acceptance of it through Jesus, my Savior, that the power of decision about what we wanted to see in our own mind in regard to love was ours to make, was ours to make, was ours to make. And the echoing of light that is reaching a new pitch of energy is going to give many of us a great deal of happiness. You may be aware that this particular reference in my coming here, we, Jesus and I, were together here just this little time ago, and he's altering on a continuing basis the frequencies of light by which you are expressing yourself conceptually. The truth of the matter is, each time you express yourself, available to you is another you. And until you can recognize who that other you is that's actually walking with you on this journey, Jesus will stand here with us. Jesus will stand here with us. With us. Remember, I gave you the lamp, and I will lead you to your true Father who has need of you as I do. Your Father loves you, and all the world of pain is not his will. Forgive yourself the thoughts he wanted this for you. Look, you cannot understand how much your Father loves you. Your Father, the journey that we are now accomplishing, really loves you, for there is no parallel in your experience of the world to help you understand it. Listen with me. There is nothing on earth with which it can compare, and nothing you have ever felt apart from him resembles it, even ever so faintly. Resembles it even ever so faintly. Mine, it was beautiful. Not even particularly. So the journey under which we are going to undertake the idea of a new reflection of light, being determined now by our recognition of each other. In a particular sense, it was sort of a condensed idea of a private association within your own mind. Shall we share why? The momentum of the conversion of your mind is inevitably going to come from the seed by which you are recognizing yourself. For many of us, as the energy of love begins to increase in intensity, we find it difficult to verify how we could be feeling so much love and joy when there doesn't seem to be any reason. As we peer out into this world and see all of this, death, tragedy going on around us, that the other world lives with us at this moment, is offering us continuing conversions of what we want to see in our mind. On this last journey, which lasted that cycle of time, we began to meet more and more who have decided to undertake with us the inevitability that the journey that could be accomplished by leaving this association of light and journeying out in the universe was indeed ours to make. Now, once that determination came into our mind, it became unconditional in the idea that there was always something else we could listen to, that the mind and voice of Jesus was offering to us as he spoke directly to us concerning the love that we're feeling about each other. So this little interlude of love was a promise that earlier today we decided to share in coming into this frame. This little video, this little audio that we're exchanging, many, many of you now, in the whole idea that Jesus is appearing all over this continuum, are being expressed in miraculous stories that you're telling about each other, where suddenly those who were suffering incredible pain and loneliness and despondency have suddenly said, "Wait, I heard a voice. I heard something in my mind speaking to me. I have become to listen to an instruction I am being given by a whole spirit of energy that has no concern whatsoever about how I appear to be in this faculty of myself." So this little interlude of love is more directly concerned about the light energy that I'm expressing for you, in the recognition that suddenly the neighbors, the brothers, the enemies, those we hated and detested, were only ideas we had about ourselves within our own mind. And now that love is beginning to come directly from the idea that Jesus is going to be with us. We looked at it for a moment. He said, "Use a little arbitration." Because his practice is always going to be to confront you, not someone else. Trust me. My Savior Jesus had no idea about alterations of consciousness that allowed you to formulate continuing ideas in space-time. That's not the way the mind thinks. The way your mind thinks is to compare on an eternal basis, continually, ideas of the self-concept by which you love other association and the totality of your own self in which you love other association. Yes, it was a many-splendored thing, and it's rapidly going on now in the conversion. Here's about Jesus' love, isn't it? Listen. Remember, there's nothing on earth with which your love can be compared, and nothing you have ever felt apart from him resembles it ever so faintly. God's will for you is perfect happiness. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. It will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. I ask but this, that you be comforted and to live no more in terror and in pain and loneliness and death that's going on in your body form. Do not abandon love. To your tired eyes, I bring a vision of a different world, of a different world. So new and clean and fresh, you'll forget the pain and sorrow that you saw before. This world is full of miracles. They stand in shining silent next to every dream of pain and suffering and sin and guilt. Let's be glad we can walk in the world just in this little time left and find so many chances to perceive another idea about ourselves, where God's love can once again be recognized as ours. Shall I tell you why that's true? In you is all of heaven. Every leaf that falls is given life in you. Every bird that ever sang will sing again in you. And every flower that ever bloomed has saved its sweet perfume and its lovingness for you. This is from our Savior Jesus. God gives thanks to you, His Son, for being what you are, for being what you are. You are His own completion and the source of love along with Him. Your gratitude to Him is one with His to you. For love can walk no road except the way of gratitude. And thus we go who walk the way to God. Listen, you do not walk alone. God's angels hover near and all about. And the love surrounds you. And of this you can be sure with Jesus, that I will never leave you comfortless or without all the help that you need in this regard. He's right here now, isn't he, next to us? Will you share with me that bright conversion that's occurring now in your own mind in regard to this whole idea that God is actually with us and that the voice that we're hearing was actually within our own mind? Perhaps it wasn't necessary that we expressed it. Shall we share why? The communication that is going on between the awakening minds of conceptual self ideas are within our mind, not out in the world. My discovery of you, right there, in our relationship with Jesus, who is here with us, he just came in, thank you, is an idea that in this faculty of an idea that you just happened to stop by, I was having lunch with my Savior Jesus. The report's coming in about how many of you are leaving a place vacant. One of our oldest traditions in Christianity was to set an extra place at your table. And many of you now are reporting for our satellite in which we're going to reproduce the whole story of the reappearance of Jesus. All of a sudden, in a dramatic incident, he's coming in and sitting down with us. Thank you for inviting me. Do you see that? When I came into this cycle, I was bringing with me the energy of love that I had felt in my association with Jesus. You listen to me there, conceptual mind. Once that mind of Jesus begins to share with you the certainty of his neighborhood, where you've loved him with your heart and your mind and your soul, and suddenly you love your neighbor, you recognize how much joy there is in what's occurring now in this new continuum of time. It's just a moment when we're going to invite another guest of ours to come in. Is that all right with you? There's so much conversion going out on in the world that it's impossible to express it conceptually. But you hold it in your heart, won't you? I'll be right back. Here I am. I'll be right with you. I'm going to leave you for that moment. God bless us. Each one of us is coming. Stay right there, won't you?
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, understand always, always. Days may not be fair, always. That's when I'll be there. A year, but always.
I'm back. I'm back. We were singing together, this interlude on the camera. We were singing together, I'll Be Loving You. Always, with a love that's true, always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand. Always, days may not be fair. Always, that's when I'll be there, always, not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year. But always. Thanks for putting up with my efforts to show you the joy I feel in expressing in a script my determination that I'm going to be with you always, with absolutely no regard to how I appear to be in this factoring of my own mind. Shall we say why? We're sharing together individually in what appears to be our body formulation. Here, open this down for a moment. That we've been searching outside of ourselves for an answer to the problem that besets us in the idea that we seem to go through cycles of time within our own mind in which the evidence for which we are searching dissipate somehow, and we begin to lose the love that we had. We're told that that's the nature of things. My Savior Jesus, from the time he came into this cycle, said, this is not the nature of things. You are whole and you are perfect as you were created. And that certainty is what for always means. That certainty there, in that moment of joy, was a whole conversion of your mind and what you thought you were. I'm beginning to meet from outside of this framework of time more and more evidence of the raising of the principle of energy that was manifested in the species, in the idea of man, in his conversion from body form to the resurrection of the nature of who he really is. Yes, it is about always. It is about always. Listen, about always. Blessed are they which do hunger and are thirsty after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I will never leave you comfortless. I will come to you, and on that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Listen, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. Here's Jesus now. When I said, I'm with you always, I meant it literally. I'm not absent to anyone in any situation, because I am with you always. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Look with me. My mind will always be like yours, because we were created as equal. It was only mind decision that we are now sharing that gave me all power in heaven and earth. My only gift to you is to help you make that same decision with me. Do you see that? My gift to you is to help you make the same decision that I have made. Look, see how necessary it is at this part in space-time to continue to decide. Very simply because the power of decision in the factoring of my self-concept is one, very literally, where I am deciding the outcomes that I want in regard to where I find myself in this body identity. In the resurrection of Jesus, which has been accomplished along with his resurrection, the instructions we have accepted in his, let's use Sermon on the Mount for a moment, are simply to recognize that the power of decision was ours to make in regard to what we wanted to see about ourselves at that moment, at that moment, at that moment. Just came in the door here. Many of you now are walking around in this idea of the story from the satellite that's being told and the miracles that are beginning to happen in his sudden appearance, in his sudden appearance. In the sudden appearance, the laws make you happy. You ready? Should we teach this for a minute? I'm going to teach. They call me the old man. I followed some instructions. I've been through exactly the pain, loneliness, and death that our Jesus Savior went through and that you went through. Because it's impossible that the decisions that I am making and have made were not correspondences that had trapped me in the idea that I was a body form. in the reappearance of Jesus, in his resurrection. And now, in your redefinition of yourself, all you're really saying to me is I am rising in my mind from the idea of a new bright light that will be present with me in this circumstances of light. Let me express in case the opportunity doesn't arise again, because many of you are leaving this cycle of time altogether. I want to say how very grateful I am for the perseverance that once he flashed into your mind, as he has with so many of us, when we couldn't find him anymore, some of us lost confidence in the idea that he was there. He was always there, but there were moments in us when we became perhaps frightened of the light that suddenly began to ascend or descend onto us in these alternatives. But he's right here, and he's right now, and he's sharing his togetherness with each other. With each other. Remember, my only gift to you is to help you make the same decision that we were created equal. This decision is the choice to share it, because the decision itself is the decision to share. It is made by giving, and is therefore the one choice that resembles true creation. Listen, Jesus would remind you, I am your model for decision. By deciding for God, I showed you that this decision can be made and that you can make it. Look, my part in the at-one-ment is not complete until you join it and give it away. Why? Of yourself. You can do nothing. Because of yourself as a human being, you are nothing. Look with me. I am nothing without my Father, and you are nothing without me, because by denying the Father, you are actually denying yourself. And the concept of the self is made by you. Look with me from Jesus now directly. It bears no likeness to you at all. It is an idol made to take the place of your reality as a son. The concept of yourself as a human that now you hold would guarantee that your function here in space-time remained forever unaccomplished and undone. Listen, thus it dooms you to a bitter sense of deep depression and futility. Yet it need not be fixed unless you decide in your mind to hold it past the hope of change and keep it static and concealed within your own mind. The secret of salvation is but this, that you're doing this to yourself. No matter what the form of the attack, this is true. Listen, whoever takes the role of the enemy and of attacker, this is still the truth. Whatever seems to be the cause of all this pain and suffering you feel, it's still only becoming from your own mind. Your goal is to find out who you are. Having denied your identity by attacking creation and its creator, you're now perhaps ready to listen. Now you're learning how to remember the truth. For this attack must be replaced by forgiveness, so that thoughts of life may replace thoughts of death. So that the thoughts that you've been holding about yourself, as many of us now are witnessing the destruction of the body, the laying down of the body, the pain, the loneliness, the contradiction that the body holds ourselves within, the idea that I must share with my body formulation and an identity of who I believe I am. in this new frequency of light that's being represented by new decisions we have decided to make, we have decided to make another decision. Listen with me. This is the mind now of Jesus. Practice with me. Gently. Look again. Look again. But in this new aggregation, you discovered by the power of your own mind that you had fixed ideas of your concept on results that you wanted to be true within your own mind, and you inevitably then had to utilize ideas about yourself that you recognize as techniques that you are using in order to verify an accumulation within your self-concept of what you think you are. The availability of my Savior, Jesus Christ, and the re-identity of yourself in His enlightened mind, and now with mine and with yours, is nothing at all within your own concept, but an increase in another idea that will be available to you about yourself if you will release, through forgiveness, the defensive technique of conceptual mind that you utilize in order to deny you access to that bright light. That bright light that just for the moment relieved you of the necessity to hold on to that conflict of your self-identity within your own mind. Those of us who are now in this procedure, in this worldly endeavor, are beginning to spot ourselves in recognition of the idea of our mind. Thank you for that. Yeah. I see that you just had a glimpse of the light. This is beautiful. The glimpse of the light that we are sharing is not coming from our bodies. Shall we share why? The original light of our body formulation was brought with us when we came into this cycle of time, but it's been dimmed and weakened by the idea that the reflections of space-time light that we've been getting do not hold the entirety of the power of mind. Power of mind that you just discovered in our relationship with each other. Here's Jesus. Look with me, dear one. He's showing up all over the place. Look, he has absolutely no concern about what you are believing about your body formulation. Here, I just stopped by to tell you that. Now, whatever procedure I'm using, and this is without regard to how I am garbing myself in a body identity, there's always a new way that I can look at myself in a new value of love that I'm finding in the self-confidence of the new certainty of me that is growing in me as it's growing in you. Your previous uncertainty is changing, isn't it? You are becoming more and more certain about a very private identity you have in relationship with yourself. It's good to meet you again. There's a great deal of joy, and this is going to be just a little interlude in private with us, but I want you to know that this idea of the whole idea of telling stories with each other in the miracles that are going on will be very energetic in the idea of light that you can now hold on to. Practice with me. Give it away. Good. The best idea you can formulate about your own defensive mechanism is to give it. The amazing thing about some of these stories being told about the video is there are moments where you've been in deep conflict, you know, where no arbitration was apparently possible, and all of a sudden you said, this is not worth it. Here, take it. Now, the moment you get that with your mind, the other association, perhaps, in his new definition of himself, said, well, wait just a moment. Let's look again. Let's look again. Let's take another look at where we are in this factoring of our mind. We don't seem to have been able to find peace or joy or happiness in the exchanges we thought were necessary in ideas about ourselves. Now suddenly here's the Savior. Now, acting as arbitrator individually within your own mind is a successful factor of at-one-ment. Christians, there's no secret about this at all. We've already agreed you're doing it to yourself. Anyway, that was very joyous. Thank you. That was very joyous in the idea. That conversion of light, that conversion, there's an echo of light, there's another one, look at me. When we came into this particular evidence of ourself, we began to increase the frequencies of light. It would be inevitable, if you're in that body form, that you haven't began to re-examine yourself in the ideas of what you actually want to see out there. Virtually always that occurs as a moment within your own mind when you said there has to be something else. The way I'm looking at this right now and I'm seeing what's going on in this world is impossible. There has to be another way that I can make application of my need. Listen with me now, important, to discover a reason for being here. Seems to me that all the reasons that I've been here in a body form had to live as best I can within this body frame of reference to tread my way along a particular path that defined a beginning and an end and be dead. Here's what's happened with the return of Jesus. He's standing in a new light frame of yours, offering continuing conversion of past and future references, there's a nice one, so that all of a sudden we're standing together. May I come to that one? This becomes a circle of atonement where I begin to recognize you. The simplicity of recognize you will always be contained in the simplicity of recognizing myself. Because I'm the cause of you, as Jesus reminds you, this world is being caused by you and your identity of yourself, and when you change your mind, this world is going to change. Jesus is going to read you one prayer, okay? The whole basis of the idea, once you decide to change your mind, is to always offer to God, to the Holy Spirit, the realization and realization that all the decisions you've been making about yourself are not really how God is directing you. The love of God for you is not concerned about your capacity to decide outcomes that you want within your own mind. Within your own mind. Within your Father, I need but look upon all things that seem to hurt me, and with perfect certainty assure myself, God wills that I be saved from this and merely watch them disappear. I need but keep in mind my Father's will for me is only happiness, to find that only happiness has come to me. And I need but remember that God's love surrounds His Son and keeps His sinlessness forever perfect to be sure that I am saved and safe forever in His arms. I am the Son He loves, and I am saved because God, in His mercy, wills that it be so. I am who God loves because He has willed it in the mind of the new bright energy that is coming into our individual minds in the recognition that through Jesus' direction we are discovering the love we're feeling for each other. There's a very important factor, isn't it, that we were using in the idea of memory of our conceptual self. We were recognized and have practiced since Jesus' return that we were actually occupied in ideas in this universe of being here and living within that cycle. We have increased the frequency of the idea of the possibility of self-recognition that have allowed us at this moment to suddenly feel that joy. That joy, that idea of love that's within us. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you for that. Many of us now are suddenly feeling bright ideas as for no apparent conceptual reason. Some of us said, I can't take this anymore. Some of us said, I need the practice. Some of us, you're listening to me, it occurred for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Do you remember this? This script has already been written. The time when you will recognize yourself in your entirety and escape the idea of this conflict has been set. Yet it's determined by the mind, not by what you're seeing out there. All I'm doing with you, with Jesus standing here, is increasing frequencies of decision that it's possible for you to make in regard to this old body form that you see. And suddenly, right in the middle of a vision of yourself, you are taking on aspects of visions of yourself in symbolization of yourself. You're looking very beautiful. All you really need to do is turn to the guy next to you, no matter who he is, and say, wow, where's all that light coming from? Where are you suddenly beginning? And he says, am I showing that? And he says, yes, how are you doing that conception? And he said, I'm not. I've suddenly discovered that walking with me in this frame of time is this new bright reference in our discovery of the clues we have been given in finding the body form of Jesus. Surprise? He was always walking with us anyway. He was always with us, and will be with us, and will be gone, and will be with us in this conversion of ourself. Listen, it'll never be lost again. Once you have that in your mind, you're going to carry it out with you as you complete this journey. One more thanks for all the love that you've given me, because I love you. And the aspects by which we are viewing each other have allowed me to say to you, I'll do anything in the universe. I mean this literally. I'll do anything once I begin to see how inevitable it's going to be that there's another place and time that is available to me in this cycle of time. Because God loves us, each and every one. And we can say together, God, bless us. May be getting a call any moment now to take a good solid look at about the idea that he's back in this sequence of time. We've had enough ideas of crucifixion. Suddenly he's here in resurrection.